Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny, and this is episode 722 of the Hucklebug. Just count them, I know you won't.
I know you won't.
722 episodes of anything is insane. Why are you guys still listening to us? Why are we still doing it? It's crazy. And yet here
because you're so nice to listen to us.
Oh, they are, aren't they? They're good people out there, these Hucklebug listeners of ours. We're going to start the show with rips this week. You know, it's funny, I was thinking about this around Christmas time. Normally, right at Christmas,
there are a lot of rips.
4 or 5 people dying, and we managed to get through Christmas without any, but then 2 to start the new year.
2, and one of them was horrible for me. I mean, I know, he was 100 years old.
He's an old man, Ben. Let him go. Let Jimmy go.
Let Jimmy go because he just wants to be with Rosalind.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away. He was never called James, was he? I mean, I think his name was James.
James, but he was always Jimmy.
Yeah. Even when they swore him in, I think they called him Jimmy. Yeah. A great ex-president, but let's please not repaint his presidency. He was not a great president.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing of it is, he came into being in 76, so I never got to vote for him.
No, I didn't either.
But I always loved him because he was from the common people.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's right.
His
brother was a big old drunk.
He had family like I do. People.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Your brother was a big old drunk. He had all kinds of shit was going on.
But for whatever horrible happened in his presidency.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, if Ford would have won, the same things.
Oh, yeah. The exact same. Yeah, I don't mean that.
But he did the peace talks with Sadat.
That's
and
true.
And knock and beg him.
That's true.
And nothing will ever be better than that. But then...
I think it was Reagan who ended up finalizing them, though.
Well, but then, of course, the hostages and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the hostage crisis.
But when he was voted out, man, what he did in his life ever.
He was, like I said, he was probably he's the best ex-president in my lifetime, I think. He's been just an amazing ex-president.
Well, Habitat for Humanity...
Come on.
I mean, my God. But not only did Jimmy make Habitat for Humanity, he went out and built the houses,
yeah. Until he was like 99. I mean, like he was still swinging hammers up till
last
year. 100 years old. Rest in peace, Jimmy. You have earned it.
And I have to say one thing about this. And our orange Cheeto, who hates that at his inauguration, flags are going to be flying at half staff for Jimmy. Because, of course, it's not for him.
Yeah, it's for a greater man than you'll ever
be. For him. It's for a better man than you will ever be in your life.
Than you
life.
Can even conceive
big
of.
Big piece of shit.
Yeah. He was a better man than you could even conceive of being. You don't even know what it is to be like that. So, yeah. That guy can... Do we need to reintroduce Fuck Off starting next week or the week after? We might. We also lost Linda Lavin this week. Best known, of course, for her role as Alice on the TV show.
Yes.
Alice. Which was based on the play Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. She had a long Broadway and stage career as well. Oh, you know what else? She was on Barney Miller. She was on a season of Barney Miller. She was a She was a regular. Her name was in the credits and everything. And she and Wojo, I think, had a thing going on very early on.
Well, the thing, I did watch Alice, the TV
Me too.
Show. Kiss My Grits.
Kiss My Grits.
But the thing that I will always think of Linda Lavin, she was on a television show, and I don't know, Carol Burnett, maybe, I don't know. It was a show where people were talking about going out to audition for Broadway plays.
Mm.
And they don't say, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. They don't say, we'll call you back. They just say, next.
Right.
And so they showed her and she was singing Night and Day, next. My sister and I loved that little clip so much. We often, it's a joke to us. You know, next.
Next. All
and
I had
the look on her face when they said next.
It does sound from that sounds familiar to me. Also, it might have
I'd
been the Carol
know
Burnett
where that
show.
Came from. I went out and searched it, but it's not on YouTube.
I bet it is. I bet it is. I bet we just need the right search terms. We'll figure it out. We'll find it. All I wanted to say about Linda Lavin is that I saw her live on stage at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles. When I was going to CalArts, I saw her in a play called The How and the Why by Sarah Treem. And she played Zelda, a role that was originated on Broadway by Mercedes Rule, another excellent fucking actress.
Oh,
love
yes.
Her. Love her. But anyway, she was amazing. And she had the ability. She didn't have to be loud or big. She was one of these actors who even on stage could be very small but still very compelling. And that's a really, really hard skill, especially on stage. On film, it's easier because, you know, the camera can zoom right in and get to your eye and see what you're thinking. But when you're on stage, you still have to play to the back of the house. Everybody's got to hear you. And not everybody can see you all that well, depending on how big the house is. So it was, she was captivating. She was amazing. A wonderful actress. And I'm sorry we didn't see more of her, but I think she was a bit more dedicated to stage in that way.
Yeah.
Fewer people
didn't
see
we
her.
Didn't see her so much.
Right.
I think she was perfectly okay with it.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think she wasn't after the fame and the money. She just was one of those actors who acts for the sake of art. But she was wonderful. Rest in peace, Linda Lavin. Thank you so much.
Yes, please.
For all of the wonderful things you've contributed to humanity. And now we shall do your shout-outs. Roar!
Rah!
There's none on Facebook. I'm sorry, there's none on hucklebug.com this week.
Yep.
We shall go to Facebook where under the episode we have a shout-out for Doug.
We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher.
And I asked if I could take this.
Yes, and you shall.
He says, 2024 highlight, not dying during my second hospitalization in my life.
That's a highlight for me too, Doug. I'm so glad you did not die.
Don't ever die, Doug.
You're not allowed to die. Sorry. That's not allowed.
Just before I listened to the episode, I saw a reel of Ron White. He was one of mine and my best friend Tom's favorite. He's a comedian from the country guys.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that and realized that I really liked Ron White. He did a lot of stuff about drinking and he did have the gray hair. Very groomed. But now, seeing him.
Well, that's what Doug says here. I mean, you can.
Yeah. He went for Doug's look.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, he decides to go for my look. But no,
he decided to go for my look. I watched it just before I listened, then followed Bette's suggestion for Film of the Year. I hope you liked it. What an afternoon. Then he posts Chappelle. He says, warning, Chappelle is not for the faint of heart.
Well,
but
he never is.
Seeing that picture of Ron White now with his long,
with his gray. Doug look. He did.
And then seeing Doug.
Yeah.
He copied you, Doug.
He did totally copy you.
I think you could get an injunction out there.
Well, at the very least, he's got some explaining to do, this Ron White fellow.
But I do have to tell you one little tiny thing about the country guys.
Yeah.
Because it was Ron White and,
Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy, who...
Their tour had a name, White Trash Convention or something like that. It wasn't that, and I don't think these guys are white trash, but it was something. They had a name for their tour. I can't remember what it is. Okay.
But I do have to tell you, not maybe the last time I was in Atlanta with Terry, maybe the time before that.
Uh-huh.
We were in our favorite place to eat, the Beckett Diner.
Yeah.
And we were sitting at a table, looked over, and like three tables past us were Jeff Foxworthy and his wife. Well, I hope it was his wife. He was the woman. And they were having a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And we went, oh my God, it's Jeff Foxworthy. Ooh. And of course, we'd never do such a thing.
Not while they're eating.
Right. But during the dinner, there were probably 20 people who came over to him and said, oh, I love you. I love you.
Well, as soon as one person does it, everybody's going to do it.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm interrupting your dinner with your wife.
But I'm doing it anyway.
But he was so
nice. I'm sure he was.
Everyone.
Yep.
He shook hands. He never said, I'm sorry I'm having dinner. Get the hell out of my life.
Go away.
It was wonderful. So those guys, I know that they were just country guys who got comedy. It just made me so happy.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. All right.
But can I tell you something?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Doug rocks the white hair better than
Ron White. I agree.
I agree.
You agree with yourself? Okay.
I agree with myself.
Yep. I figured you would. That's good. I'm glad you're not disagreeing with yourself. That would be weird. All right. Now, on the missive, we have a few more shout outs from all our favorite Kellys. And okay. Our first one is for Kelly with an I.
Hang on, I'm going to the business.
All right, good time.
Okay, I've got Kelly with an I first.
Yep. Kelly says, happy hugga-bugging. Why does spell check not think that's a word? Well, you got to teach it. You got to teach your spell check, you see. Stenny, thanks for the heads up about more UK ghosts available on Paramount. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I noticed that myself not that long ago. I'm like, oh, looks like they got the whole series there now, which is good. Because it's a lot of really wonderful shows. Bet, more hugs for our favorite Milo. I'm so glad you both had good Christmases. Happy New Year. My goal for the new year is to set some achievable goals. I'm just going to continue, if I may, because she goes on below. Oops, hit send too soon. Bet, Kevin has been on Medicare for several years. The stroke, including two hospital nights in ICU and ambulance, was minimal cost. It's amazing. They are always checking in on him. We kept waiting for more bills. Yeah, I know that feeling. And Stenny, I've watched the first three Man on the Inside, and I really like it. Oh, continue watching it. It's so much fun. I think it's a lovely, lovely show. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, and I hope Kevin is doing okay. Come on.
That was a while ago, right?
I
hope he's doing well now. But I was telling Bette, that too. I mean, my mom was in the hospital for months, literally months, and I got one bill, and it was like $200-something.
Oh.
Not that much. I'm the same way, Kelly. I keep waiting for more bills, and
you
I
know,
haven't gotten any yet.
This is the month I have to go out to Phyllis and tell her about Medicare Part
I know.
B.
You're going to do
we'll
it.
We'll see what happens.
You're going to do it, and you're going to be great. All right, our final shout-out this week is for Kelly with a Y.
Why? And she says, happy new year. My 2025 started with a head cold.
Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Currently sitting on the couch next to my Dayquil with Kleenex up my nose.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, I hate that. I'm so sorry, Kelly with a Y. I hope you're feeling better by the time you hear this.
Do you do Afrin, squeezing stuff up your nose?
Do you know what I have? What I have learned? I can't do any nasal sprays. If I take a nasal spray, it gives me ocular migraines. I don't. Have you ever had an ocular migraine?
While I was driving.
Oh, that Christ! That's the worst time to have one.
That was a bitch in my life.
An ocular migraine, for those of you who don't know, is a very small, sort of concentrated spot of blurry vision.
Yes,
that gets bigger and bigger.
Triangles going.
Triangles. Sometimes I get ovals. Sometimes, most of the time, triangles, but sometimes I get ovals. Anyway, so that's why I don't use nasal sprays, because I get ocular migraines from them.
Well, I don't like to use nasal sprays because I tend to get addicted to them.
Ooh,
you know, spray.
Yeah, well, just
oh,
like
I can breathe.
It's good. Oh,
spray,
yeah,
spray. Breathe.
It's gonna become like Lippy before you know it.
I'm like reefer madness.
Can we get some of that sweet breath? Fuck yeah! All right. Thank you all for your shout outs.
Woo-hoo!
Starting the year off right. Appreciate y'all's. All right. And now Bette is going to tell us about the movie she saw.
Well, I do have a movie. And honestly, I wanted another movie, which I queued up on Apple Plus. And Apple Plus just didn't like me this morning. It just
You have the worst time with fucking Apple, man.
Reloading
what is the deal?
And reloading. Yeah. And it was awful, so I had to just cut it off. So I just cut everything off, went to the cable thing, and there was a movie starting in a couple of minutes. And I said, okay. I saw it, and I said, okay, maybe I like this. It is a movie called Blue State.
Oh, okay.
You know, we are in blue states.
That's where we both are.
And this is a movie. It comes from the 2000s. I don't know.
Yeah.
And really, people, it's not the greatest movie.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Oh, that's too bad. Starting the year off with a thumbs down.
It could have been better than it was.
Yeah.
But it's about two people, a guy and a girl. It's kind of a, you know, romantic comedy road trip kind of a movie.
Uh-huh. I think I've heard of it, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And the guy is Breckenmeyer, who, of course, was Travis Birkenstock in Clueless.
Okay, so yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Okay.
And the
Except
girl
for that
was,
you could.
Well, yeah. but the girl was Anna Paquin.
Okay, yeah.
And it's about Breckenmeyer, who was working on the Carrie Edwards presidential campaign.
Yes, yes.
And he had a blog that, you know, was like read by tens of people.
Yes, just like our Hucklebug podcast.
Yeah, but all of the people working on the campaign read it. And he said often during his, I think it was called The Angry Donkeys, his blog
okay.
was,
yeah.
that if Bush was elected, he was going to move to Canada.
Ah, right.
And so, of course, Bush was elected.
As you all
and
may
then
recall.
And he was, all these people were saying, all right, man, you're going to move to Canada. You're going to move to Canada.
Right.
And so he found himself moving to Canada, even though he didn't really want to.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I watched the whole movie, and I don't know how he found this girl to take a road trip to.
Uh-huh.
Because he was going to Canada to go to a place where the Canadians had a thing called marry a Canadian.
Oh, okay, sure.
Where you go to Canada and marry a Canadian.
Sure, yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Right.
But he found this girl, Anna Paquin, mm-hmm. and they took the road trip up to Canada.
Yeah.
And, of course, he has a backstory, and she has a backstory.
Sure. Like people
and they get to Canada, and it's not so great. And, in fact, when they get to Canada, it's not so great for us either, because this movie makes Canada just kind of stupid. All of the people who are Canadians up there are just idiots. And they show pictures of Canada, which should be beautiful.
Yeah. You know,
but they show cities that are
right stupid. Shitty parts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I don't know. It could have been better.
Yeah.
It could have been better.
Right.
And it could have ended better, but it ended a little better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a dumb movie with a great premise.
Okay. Well, there's so many of them that are.
Yeah, aren't there? But total thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Don't watch Blue State, you guys.
Do not watch Blue State.
Don't watch Blue State. I have a binge watch.
Ooh.
I got up on New Year's Eve Day, December 31st. So I didn't work on December 31st or on January 1st. Mm-hmm. And December 31st was the first day off that I've had, and I can't even remember how long, where I had literally nothing that I had to do.
I've been so lucky.
There was literally nothing I had to do. I didn't even have to like record a Hucklebug or edit a Hucklebug. There was like nothing. And I said, today I'm going to binge watch an entire TV show. That is my goal for the last day of 2024. I actually failed. But that was my own fault for not quite. But anyway, I had a very specific idea in mind. I said, so I sat down and I think I went to Hulu first. And I just thought, I'm going to look specifically for a show. I want a comedy, and I want it to be short enough that I can watch the whole thing in one day. And it might be two seasons of very short, you know, six episode seasons, or maybe it's one season, but it's only 12 episodes or whatever it is. Right. So I found the show. Called Ghosted with Adam Scott and I knew I was going to forget this guy's name. Craig Robinson. Robinson.
Okay. Well, I was hoping it might be What We Do in the Shadows. On Hulu.
No, I still haven't gotten to What We Do in the Shadows.
Go ahead.
What I specifically with this binge, my final binge watch of 2024, I wanted it to be an entire show, not an entire season, but one entire show. I wanted to kill the one whole show off.
Right.
So that was the one I chose Ghosted because I liked both the leads and it was a comedy and the premise sounded okay to me. They're essentially like Men in Black guys. They're sort of two.
Oh,
he's Craig Robinson is like an ex-cop who like you know had to walk away from the force when he got his partner killed, and then Adam Scott plays a former Stanford science professor whose wife has been abducted by aliens, and because he saw this happen and obviously believes it because he saw it. Everybody thinks he's fucking crazy, so he lost his job as a science professor. But anyway, the two of them are drawn into this government agency called the Bureau Underground. And the Bureau Underground essentially is this sort of unofficial U.S. government department that investigates paranormal activity. So it could be anything. It could be aliens, ghosts, monsters, parallel universes, whatever, right? This show is silly as hell. It is really silly. You're gonna have to suspend your disbelief 100%. It's problematic in many, many ways, but I did enjoy it, and I did watch the entire thing. It's 16 total episodes. It was made in 2017, I think, and ran on Fox. And I can see why Fox didn't renew it. I'm not gonna say it's a great TV show. It is funny, though. There's a lot of really funny stuff, but it's just really uneven. They don't seem to really pay attention from one episode to the next episode. There are certain, like, through lines that were going on through the entire season. But, you know, like, one week, just out of nowhere, Adam Scott suddenly had a beard just for one week and then didn't anymore after that. There was, like, some other government guy who came in and was their boss for a couple of weeks, and then he went away. It was just, you know, like, it was shit like that. It was just little.
And where did you find it?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Oh, I've got Hulu.
It is. It's still funny. I'm giving it a thumbs up, but a qualified thumbs up. It's because it is funny. It's also, it's as much of the show. 16 episodes is as much of the show as you need to see. In fact, I probably could have got this down to 12 episodes. There were a few that were a little bit extraneous. It's silly as hell. It's goofy, but it's also funny. I think Adam Scott and Craig Robinson had really good chemistry together. They're both quite funny. Who else is in it? There's probably other people in it whose names I don't remember. But, you know, it's okay. If you're just looking for... I did end up having to watch it in the last two episodes on New Year's Day. But that is only because at some point during the day, I thought there were only 12 episodes. So I was kind of pacing myself so that I could watch the whole thing in one day. And, you know, and I was taking breaks and going out to run an errand or whatever and then come back to it. And all of a sudden I was like, well, this should be the last episode, right? Isn't this the last episode? And then I went to episodes. I'm like, oh, shit, there's four more. It's 2 a.m. I got to go to bed. So I didn't quite make it through the whole thing in one day. But I would have if I had planned it better. But yeah, 16 episodes. It's only a half-hour comedy. So that's 8 hours. Oh. An eight-hour show. You could do it. You could all do it if you apply yourself. Anyway, so thumbs up for Ghosted, but it's a qualified thumbs up. You have to be in the right mood for it, I think. Don't watch it if you're expecting anything to make sense. That way. All right, what do we got next, Bet?
Well, I have a new favorite.
And now it's time for...
New favorite.
I like it.
As you might expect, last week I was talking about my sister.
Yes.
And the gifts she gave me for Christmas. And my God, what a new favorite.
Okay.
Now, I have to tell you, thoughtful gifts. Here's one. She gave me out a box that I opened, and it was holding an eye mask. You know.
Right. Yes. Oh, I'm interested to hear about this.
That's supposed to get me relaxed and happy and making me sleep.
Yes.
But man, you or I never knew until I just took it out at the kitchen table and put it on my head.
Yes.
It's very heavy.
Oh.
It's made of metal.
It's made of metal?
Well, kind of metal.
She can use suit of armor.
It's very heavy.
Yes.
But it has the elastic on the back, so it fits on the face.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting at the kitchen table.
Sure.
And I put it on, and there are, on the right side, there's the power button, and there are other buttons. And so I hit the power button. And there's a little piece of music.
Oh, cool.
And then there's a woman who, I swear, if any of you have ever been to Disney World on an attraction and you hear somebody say, oh, well, here's where it goes. We're going to go. She says, okay, you're going to go to sleep now.
Oh.
And then... on your face, at the bottom of the mask.
Yes.
It starts squeezing your face.
Oh, so it's like a massage.
It's a massage and a mistake. It just squeezes your cheeks, squeezes your cheeks, squeezes your cheeks.
Wow.
And I was going, oh my God, oh my God. And then it starts squeezing your temples on each side.
Oh, your temples. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and let me tell you, I've only done it just sitting
Yeah.
In a chair. Uh-huh. Because I haven't read the manual. Maybe I need to read the F manual.
Yes, RTFM.
Where it says, don't put this on and go to sleep all night because you'll die.
You'll die. It'll squeeze your face while you sleep. And
exactly.
Kill you.
But I mean, I could imagine going out every day after work and coming back.
Oh my goodness.
That on my face.
That sounds just great.
You're going to sleep. Ooh, ooh.
Well, they wouldn't tell you you're going to sleep if it was unsafe to wear it to sleep, but still.
And the longer it goes, the better it gets. Ooh. It gets longer. And then there are little things that go boing.
Right. I want you to send me a link to this device, the exact one.
Yes, it's called Iris, E-Y-E-R-I-S,
Clever. Iris, okay. I'm going to look it up.
And it rocks for a fair
thee. For a fair thee well.
And well.
All right, hang on.
Best Christmas present ever.
Iris. Okay, I am going to look that baby up. All right, that might be my new favorite next week. We'll see. I have a mom update. I went to visit my mom. Actually, I visited mom twice over the break. I visited her on my way down to visit dad with the cat still in the car. I just went in for a quick little visit. And then on New Year's Day, I went down to visit her also because I thought that would be a little simpler than trying to get down there on a Sunday. And I was right. So I have an update on mom. And I want to warn you, Bet, that I'm going to use a word that is a disturbing word if you have elderly parents. Now, you, having lived through this with your folks, you may already be aware of the alternate context of this word. I was not aware of it, and it startled me at first until they talked to me about it a little bit more. My mom has been placed right now in hospice care, but not because she's dying, because she needs additional comfort measures. She's got
I have learned that hospice may not mean like of days.
Yeah, I always, that's what
it
I always
was in was. My life.
That's what
I know
too.
That it's not now.
I thought it was end of care only, but it is end of life care only, but it is not end of life care. It's for additional comfort measures. And mom's got
people who need something. Yes.
Exactly. She's got some wound care that kind of falls outside of the purview of what the caregivers there can reasonably expect to keep hold of. So they said, if we put your mom on hospice care, she can get additional nursing. But it's not just the additional nursing. Here's the thing with the hospice care. So now I'm getting calls from this company called Continuum, who's doing mom's hospice care. So she's getting the additional nursing, which is great. The nurse goes there twice a week. But she's also getting a chaplain that visits her once a week, who, by the way, loves
Father
mom.
Mulcahy.
Like Father Mulcahy, except the lady's name is Quinn. And
It's a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl. It's a girl. And she also is Presbyterian, which is perfect because mom's Presbyterian.
Oh, nice.
So she gets that. She is eligible for, but I have not heard yet whether or not they've provided this to her. She is eligible for pet therapy, where they will bring a dog in for her to love on.
Oh,
I did talk to them and I said, I think we should try it once, but we should be aware that it may trigger mom to start looking for her own dog
and that could
be disruptive, as it turns out. But let's try it, and if she's good with it, we'll keep doing it. So I haven't heard if they've tried that yet. The other thing she's eligible for is music therapy. Somebody will go in and sing songs with her and play music.
Oh, Stan!
I know. This has been like a huge boon. As it turns out, hospice care is what she's needed all along.
Oh my god!
So it's great. It's been super. So that was the update I wanted to give.
I hope she's loving her music.
I hope so too. It's hard to, it's really hard to tell with mom, you know. She's so unhappy so much of the time, and I think she just was in life, you know, and now at the end it's,
well, you know, I think of the
but music called, she does love.
Are they called the Zephyrs? The people in nursing homes who go out and sing songs.
Yeah.
That just make them so happy.
It's music has been shown to be really, really great therapy, especially for patients with dementia and Alzheimer's.
But I believe she just wants to listen to one of hers.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All you need.
That's all you need. But, you know, mom will sing along and she'll.
I bet she would.
Loves that shit, man. So that was the update I wanted to give. She's on hospice care, but it's the good hospice.
That is so cool. Right.
And she hasn't had to move out of her place or anything like that. They all come to her. But yeah, it's really good. I think it's really helped her. So that's my mom update. It's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Niblet, what do you got?
Well, and speaking of good, I have a highlight of the week. And I posted this. I know I posted this on Facebook, but earlier in the week I got a Facebook message from my friend, sister, and cousin.
Uh-huh.
Sister and third cousin, Terry.
Yes.
And she said, are you off on New Year's Day? And I said, yes. And she said, well, could I come down and visit you? And I said, well, of course. And she said, well, I'm going to bring some art supplies and we're just going to play. That was her thing.
Yeah.
Just going to play. And so she arrived.
Uh-huh.
And we played.
Yes.
She brought all of her art supplies, mm-hmm. Watercolors, acrylics, brushes, everything.
Right.
And pieces of watercolor paper that were printed. That's the thing that I posted on my page. Watercolor paper that was posted with pictures that you could just color in. And she said, now here's something you could do. Now you just take your brush and, you know, you just look at this and put the water in it and move the color around as much as you want to. Or if it doesn't work, don't worry about it. Just dab your paintbrush in the paper towel. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so we played. I swear, we just played. And that's the thing about Terry. This girl that I love so much in my life, who has always been so talented for art is concerned, and she's made it her business now. And she directs people to go to the place to make art and just make it what you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, she knows me.
Yeah.
I take a paintbrush and grasp it in my hand and I'm
I know.
No, don't worry about it. Yes. It's just playing. It's just playing.
Exactly.
And we had a ball.
I'm so glad.
I cannot even tell you how much I loved it. Just those little berries.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful. Did you guys all see on Bette's Facebook page?
That I painted. But I have another one I'm thinking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to do a tree. Like a mean tree from...
From Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, nice. Exactly.
Awesome. I love it.
It may work. It may not. I told Terry... Whether it works or not, I'm going to send it to her.
I love it.
And she said, yes.
I want to see a picture of it. When you do the mean tree, I won't put it on social media, but I would like to see it also.
She is just a wonder.
We love her.
She's wonderful.
Terry, you rule.
Yes.
I know we're not doing the you rules just now, but you do anyway. You get a bonus one. I have interesting and contradicting facts.
Yeah.
However, I feel like the show has already run quite long. I would be just as happy to drop it.
Well, I have one more too that I'd kind of like to say. So go ahead.
All right. It's really not that much, but I was looking up facts about reindeer. Last weekend, and the first fact that I learned about reindeer that was surprising to me is that reindeer and caribou are the same thing. Did you know that? Reindeer and caribou are the same thing. Caribou.
No, but I didn't worry about it.
Well, of course, I wasn't worried about it, but I didn't know. I always just assumed that they were different, that reindeer were from Lapland, as far as I knew, and caribou are from Alaska, as far as
I knew. Well, I think of reindeer from Rankin Bass and Rudolph, you know.
Yeah, I know, but what I mean is that they're from, like,
ice. I know, they are real. I know.
Yes, of course, reindeer are real. They are real. And so the first fact I learned is that caribou and reindeer are the same thing. Reindeer are just the domesticated version of them. The second fact that I learned about reindeer is that reindeer and caribou are not the same thing. The second fact that I learned from a completely different site said, we used to think that caribou and reindeer were the same thing, but now we're thinking maybe they're not the same thing. They're actually different species. They're very, very similar, and they have a lot of similarities. But caribou... Yes, but I mean, so do regular deer, and so do cows, for example. But they're not all the same thing. They have a lot of similarities. So, I mean, that's all it is. Those were my interesting and contradicting facts. One is that reindeer are caribou. Two is that reindeer are not caribou. And so now I don't know what to believe. I don't know what the fuck to believe. But it does seem like the domesticated version are reindeer. Those are the ones that are, like, in service. They pull sleighs. They're used for transportation, etc.
The way they have red noses.
They do actually get red noses in the cold. Their noses, but it's harder to see because reindeer, unlike all other members of the deer family, they grow hair on their nose.
Oh.
They have hair. They actually have hair covering their entire bodies, including their hooves.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So there's another interesting fact that I learned about reindeer slash caribou slash just reindeer. I don't know. So there you go. So tell me your laugh of the week.
Well, I do have a laugh of the week, and yeah. I do have to tell you about this.
I want to hear it.
So great. Because you all know that earlier in the year, my bank, Summit Bank, changed. Yes. To another bank.
Bert and Ernie Bank.
Yeah. And and Tina and all you other friends who don't understand that I do have to go to the bank and give my check to them.
You know? Yes.
So I went to the drive-thru to get my check deposited.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And all of my cash to pay for Santa Claus, you know, got
yes,
all that
of course.
Done.
Sure, sure.
And there's one woman who was always at the drive-thru at the bank,
uh-huh.
even back when it was Summit. She's about my age. She has very short gray hair.
Uh-huh.
And she's really nice, and she laughs with me. And you know.
Good.
So she was taking my check and mm-hmm. taking it in and you know, typing on the thing. And the whole time I was looking at her there through the drive-thru, I yeah. thought, her earring is weird. And I was trying not to stare, but I had to stare. And I kept thinking, that's a cartoon. Her
earring's a cartoon?
It's a cartoon. Huh. And I thought, oh my God, is it Homer Simpson? And I was looking at it.
Yeah.
And then it hit me. Her right ear earring was burnt. And then I started laughing hysterically. And
oh, Bert and Ernie Bank.
And her left earring was
Ernie.
And I just cracked myself up.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
She said, I am so glad that you appreciate that. Because earlier today, somebody came up and they didn't see the humor in that.
Well, what the heck?
People she got so the Bert and Ernie Bank.
I think it's great. She knows about the Bert and Ernie Bank.
I loved it.
Embrace it. That's where you work now. Bert and Ernie Bank.
Oh.
That's cool. I like it. I like Bert and Ernie, and I like the lady's earrings. I ain't seen them, but that's I like it. All righty, let's do our U rules and get the heck out of here. Show's running
yeah,
really
let's
long.
Do it.
I have a U rule.
Yep.
Unsurprisingly, my U rule is for Doug Starcher.
Woo,
first U rule of 2025. Here's what Doug did last week.
Oh,
when was it? Hang on. Momentito, por favor. Oh, it was Sunday, the 29th. Yeah, I get a text from Doug on Sunday the 29th that says, "Hi, I was just doing some errands. Doug, I hope you don't mind. I'm reading your text out loud on the Hucklebug." This is a massive misuse of privacy. "Hi, I was just doing some errands and noticed your new oven light on the dash of my car. Oops, do you still need one? Including free installation and tutorial. Doug heard us talking on the Hucklebug and heard me say that the light went out in my oven months ago and that I didn't know how to replace it. And then he went out and fucking got a bulb and came over my house."
Oh my God, that is Doug.
The ironic thing is that after I got that text, and of course I said, you know, "Oh my God, you're the best. You're amazing. Come on by. I'm just editing the Hucklebug." After I texted him back, I thought, I'm going to go look in that oven. Maybe I can figure it out. I opened up the door of the oven and I looked in the back and I'm like, yeah, there's the fucking bulb. It's right there. I could have done it myself, Doug. I didn't need you for that. I'm sorry to put you out. But he rules because he heard on the Hucklebug and he was just like, oh, I can do that. I'll take care of that. Guys, get yourself a Doug. You need a Doug.
Oh, everybody needs a Doug.
If you don't have a Doug, what are you even doing? Right. I feel bad for Doug because Doug doesn't have a Doug.
Oh.
Who's Doug's Doug? Doug, who is your Doug? I bet he had his own Doug.
No, I'm sure Doug doesn't need a Doug.
I'm sure, you're right, he doesn't need a Doug. But I'm sure in his younger years, he had a Doug of his own.
Oh, I'm sure.
Doug, I want you to tell us about your Doug, if you would be so kind. And now, Bette, who is your U rule, your first U rule of 2025? I have a U rule,
and it is for my brother-in-law, Brian.
Brian. You rule, Brian.
And I had to ask him something that really hurt my heart, because this is a thing I don't want to ask anybody about.
Right.
But it was New Year's and XM Underground Garage and the coolest song of the year. And I moved all of my stuff from where he set me up there over to Chrome. And now I couldn't get in.
Oh, you couldn't get in, right?
So I had to ask him for his password.
Oh, right.
And I said, "I promise, I will not use it for evil. I just want to use it.
I'm not going to give it to everybody else in the free fucking world,
right?
Or the fucked up world."
And he was so nice, and it actually took him a while, but he found it and gave it to me, and I got out on New Year's Eve to listen to Underground Garage, and guess what?
What?
It was not the coolest song of the year. That happens on New Year's Day. However, New Year's Eve, it was Palmyra Del Ran, my favorite DJ ever on XM. Right. And so I got to listen to that and a bunch of music out ever.
Yay!
And now I go back. And the password doesn't work.
Oh no.
I mean, the password he gave me was so simple. Yeah. And it doesn't work.
Oh no.
I will not ask him again.
Oh my goodness, then you can never listen to it.
But that he did that for me and said, "Oh, okay, I'll give it to you." Well, you know, bless there it is.
That's so crazy though that it suddenly stopped working.
I know.
I'm glad you got it for New Year's Eve though.
Yeah.
And he does still rule.
He still rules.
You rule, Brian. We love you. All right, gang. That is our Hucklebug this week. We don't just love Brian. We love all of you, in fact. And we thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. We'll be back next week with episode 723. Until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bette.
We are Bette and Stenny, and you have been listening to the Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. Happy 2025.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
I'm just trying to give you anything that's going to keep you quiet for a minute. Shush.
Yeah.
I told you.
I love it.
No, she's a good girl.